Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager Show is brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, if Mother Nature lets us play, the Indians and Red Sox will try to play game two tonight. And, Tito, you and I were talking beforehand. I know we're just a victim of what happened the latest, but it sure seemed about as cold yesterday as I ever remember a ball game.
It was. You know what? And the last three or four innings really got bitter. And that's not an excuse because both teams played in it. But it is cold. You know, the idea is to not let that get in the way of some wins because you're going to be cold either way. But I know you feel a heck of a lot better if you win a game. But it was tough. I mean, you know, when you stand out in the field, when I go make a pitching change, it really hits you. And you know those guys are out there trying to make plays. And, you know, then when they come in to hit – trying to get their bats warm. You know, you'd see guys behind me trying to put the handle of their bats under the heater, just so it didn't, you know, fly out of their hands.
Which to me maybe makes it even more impressive. I know we've seen him do it a lot, but David Ortiz, to hit a home run yesterday in that weather?
Well, you know what, Hammy? He hit a double to left center that he hit real well. He hit a ball the next at bat he thought was a home run that the wind grabbed, and then he hit one through the wind. So he's been doing that for a long time, but we don't need to get him hot on the first game of a series because he can really do some damage.
Well, you managed him, Terry, for all of those years, and you saw some of his greatest moments. I mean, he's had a penchant for being able to deliver when the game is on the line. Why is that? How come some guys can do that, Terry?
Well, one is I think you got to be good, you know, because, you know, you hear that statement about staying within yourself. Some of us stayed within ourselves really well and didn't do anything. David understands that what he does is good enough, and he doesn't have to pull the ball because he's strong. If he hits the ball the other way, he can hit a home run or double off the wall. And if you make a mistake, he pulls it. And he's also smart. He DHs, and he watches pitching, watch how they're attacking guys the whole game. And he's got a real good idea what people are going to do to him.
I know he doesn't have anything to show for it, but thought Mike Napoli had some terrific at-bats yesterday.
I completely agree. The inning we scored are two runs. I thought Knapp actually set up the whole inning. He had that 11-12 pitch at-bat. Ended up getting called out on a borderline pitch. But it was a great at-bat, and I don't think it was surprising that that was the inning we did something. He really did. You could see him fighting for those at-bats, and that's impressive, and that's part of why we like him. You know, like you said, he didn't have anything to show for it, but he will.
Carlos Carrasco goes for you folks tonight. I mean, he's not any fun in 90-degree weather. Are these guys even tougher for hitters that throw as hard as Carlos in this kind of weather?
I hope so. you know what? It's I think whatever pitcher – couple things. One, they have the ball, and they're the one that generally stays warm because they're moving. As long as they can grip their pitches and it's not interfering, especially with their off-speed pitches, they're probably in pretty good shape. Now, if it starts to get to the point where you can't spin it, then that starts to affect them too.
Hey, before we let you go, just kind of out of the blue, we already had the new rule about sliding into second base determine a ballgame last night with our good friend Kevin Cash getting the umpires to review a call on Jose Bautista and took two runs away from Tampa Bay or from Toronto and gave Tampa Bay a win. Any feelings yet on these new rules, Tito?
Well, we've been following them for sure. And I know that we told our players at the end of spring training, slide into the bag. Because what's going to happen is, especially in April, you're going to see a lot of teams challenging because it's all reviewable. And what can happen is, for instance, you have bases loaded, nobody out, ground ball, get an automatic double play, and the run goes back to third. And so you just kill a rally. And everybody's going to challenge those because you're allowed, and you have nothing to lose. And if you get one group of umpires or an umpire to buy in, it could sway a game like we saw.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Red Sox on the Indians Radio Network.